Happy Monday. Finkle Matter, I think is what I'm going to dub the fans. Such a dirty, dirty name. What is up, guys? Laces Out Finkle Show. I am back. It is Monday. Airplanes are flying overhead. You can hear them in the background. It is Monday, November 5th. I am Laces Out Finkle, an unrestricted beer league free agent, retired softball powerhouse, and amateur podcaster. Here for you today. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I know I was not able to get a show out to you on Friday, and for that I apologize. So I'm going to take a little bit more time on you babies today. Hopefully brighten up your Monday a little bit. Hope everyone had a great weekend. A little bit of an update on the contest. Guys, I don't have a winner yet. I know I was going to announce a winner last week, and then I didn't make a show on Friday, so my bad. Secondly, I've gotten one solid guest and two people replying to me. So I'm going to ask the question at the beginning of the podcast, just in case you guys go, you know what, I don't like his voice today. I'm going to tune out within the first 3 minutes. And the question is, what was the name of the baseball team I first played on as a child? Excuse me, a child. I was in the YWCA, and the hint that I gave last week was Susan Sarandon. Take that as you will. I have disclosed the answer with somebody, but I will not tell anybody else. Yeah, no one else. Anywho, let's jump into a little bit what happened this weekend. So, first and foremost, I think I should let you guys know, I'm kind of winging the show today a little bit. I've definitely got a lot of notes that I want to go over, but I'm thinking about more or less what the nitty-gritty, what the real meat past the fat of this show is gonna be. And I think we're going to go over a little bit about how sports affect us in our day-to-day today. Day-to-day-to-day. Because I will give a shout-out to a buddy of mine, Jacob Sanchez. If you guys don't know him, Jacob Sanchez and I are very, very similar in personalities. We're a bit brash. We can be a little bit, dirty. Potty mouths. Making our mamas proud with our potty mouths. But he and I have very similar personalities, and we kind of let sports affect us in the same way. And I don't want to say anything negative about him. He's a great dude. Firefighter. Big shout out to that. And EMT. Guys, he's a lifesaver. Not the candy. Like a real life lifesaver. So stay tuned for that. We'll kind of go over what sports kind of affects us, or how sports affect us in our day-to-day today. But first and foremost, hello. Before I get into sports, because it was a busy sports weekend, I want to do a little movie review with you. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody last night, guys, and I got to tell you, 5 out of 5, 5 out of 5's We Will Rock Yous. I was blown away. Rami Malek played Freddie Mercury, and I'm not going to spoil it. It is a biopic. He dies at the end. That's a little dark. I don't mean it like that, but I don't like seeing the biopics like that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care to see Lincoln, because we all know how that goes down. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but like with the biopics, I will say they don't really dive into his personal life after he finds out that he has AIDS. Spoiler alert, he finds out that he has AIDS. If you guys didn't know that yet, read a book. Or get on the internet. You don't have to read a book. I don't want to chastise you for not reading, because I don't read a lot of books. I don't have many leather-bound books. Anywho, let's jump right into the review. I mean, the acting was phenomenal. They could not have cast the band better, in my personal opinion. And I've listened to Queen for as long as I can remember. Queen is one of those bands where you hear We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. I mean, it was a song on the Mighty Ducks back in the early 90s. It was the closing song when they won the championship. And it's just one of those bands that really just sticks with you your entire life in one way or another. And then it's kind of interesting, because we do live in a very progressive day and age where the LGBTQ and I'm not trying to be insensitive again here, I don't know how many letters there are, but that community is much more prominent than it was, obviously, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when Freddie Mercury had recently passed. And so it was much more foreign to people back then. But I'm getting away from the movie. It's just, Queen has been an essential part of a lot of people's lives, pretty much, especially for us, quote-unquote, whatever we're called to millennials, that little age gap. Queen has been huge. And then to discover more of their music and their discography and all of the things that they did, the movie is truly fascinating. I don't care what the reviewers say. I don't like to read what the reviews have to say anymore, because they've sullied so many movies for me to the point where I don't look forward to going to a movie that I had looked forward to for such a long time. Be your own critic. And in life, be your own critic. Don't let other people's opinions negate whether or not you're going to enjoy a movie or a song or a meal or a sport or a hobby. Be your own person, make your own opinions, and that was something that I fortunately was able to do last night. I saw the movie with my younger brother. I don't know why I say that my younger brother. He's my only brother, so he's my brother. And it was funny. It was emotional. I think it's going to strike a lot of chords with people. Overall, it was just a phenomenally done movie. It was... I talked with Eddie, who was on my second episode of the Laces Out Finkel show a couple of weeks ago, and he is a brilliant musical mind. He is a fantastic musician. He actually told me that Rami Malek sang some of the parts in the movie. Now, I don't know exactly if he did or not, but if he did, damn, that dude's got some chops. That dude's got some wicked vocal cords, because Freddie Mercury's voice, to me, is one of the most powerful, unique voices that I've ever heard and will ever hear. That's kind of why I'm really not on board with the Adam Lambert reboot Queen. No, I'll never listen to him. Personally, I did once, and I was like, it's just, you can't imitate Freddie Mercury. Not on stage, not on the mic. You can't imitate a guy as powerful as him. But, long story short, to wrap this little movie review segment up, go see it. Form your own opinion. But I had a blast. It was a fantastic movie. But I don't want to keep you babies waiting, because I know you're waiting for that money. You're trying to get that bread. Let's make that bread. Let's jump into what happened to the sports world this weekend. Not a big college football weekend for me, personally. A&M did lose. Surprise! Their defense is horrifying. Scary. Their defense is non-existent. Their secondary is kaput. Nincomput. It's not... It doesn't... Whatever. Auburn had a good game. Good on them. They were at home. I've got some friends that are Auburn Eagles, War Eagles. And so they did their thing at home. Good for them. But A&M. Whew. Don't worry, you're going to hear that sound again soon, because the Texas Longhorns also cock-hawed the bed this weekend against the West Virginia Mountaineers. My brother always says that he wants to go to a West Virginia home game because they sing that John Denver, West Virginia. Take me home. West Virginia beat up on Texas a little bit there in the fourth quarter, guys. Texas football, as a whole, not looking good for us. Not a Longhorns fan. I am an A&M fan. I am also a Michigan fan. Oh, guys, University of Michigan is on a little bit of a revenge tour, and they are looking pretty. I'm saying that defense has finally woke up. Notre Dame put a pretty big hurt on them in the first game of the season, but Michigan has bounced back and not lost a game since, and their defense and their offense are, that's me clicking. They're clickety-clack. Michigan looks really good, and it wouldn't be surprised me if today they slide into that top four college playoff poll. LSU against Alabama. I know you guys saw the score. Oh, that was hard to watch. Yeah, they got whipped by Alabama. It was not even a close game. I mean, and then you see the LSU fans, LSU fans. Oh, poor babies. It's okay. LSU doesn't have an offense. I don't know what happened to their offense, but they must have died, gone to heaven. The pearly gates opened, said, come on. And then their head coach, that guy's like, go Tigers. That guy is the head coach of the LSU Tigers. He's also the coach from Waterboy. The Lions got his tongue cut out. You can't hear anything that he says besides, go Tigers. He looks like a pimple that's about to pop. I mean, I don't want to dive too deep into that one, but man, LSU, they got smacked around bad. But that was college football for me. I didn't dive too deep into them this weekend. Dallas Stars, though, guys, not one, not two, but three. Dallas Stars are on the road right now on a big road trip, and they have gotten three wins in a row in Montreal, in Toronto, and in the Stanley Cup defending championship Washington Capitals, in the Washington Capitals, in Washington. You get what I'm saying. This is I know I keep using the word enigmatic. Radulov is back here in Dallas. He is not with the team, which, again, we've gone over this before. It looks like they're just taking a very, very precautionary measure with him. But, he is the heartbeat for me. So, I hope he comes back 100%. I hope he sticks with the team. And injuries in hockey are just so scary because it's such a physical sport. Anywho, Radulov's not with the team, so they lose a lot of spark because he is on that top line, and he is kind of he's the beast, in my opinion, of that top line. Yeah, you've got Seguin and Ben, but Monty, the head coach, has been mixing up those top lines recently, especially with Radulov out. Monty, that guy has put together quite a few fantastic coaching games. To think that he is a brand new coach in the NHL, and he is having to deal with injury upon injury upon injury, it seems like. You know, Carrick just got put on the IR for taking a puck to the shin. You've got Radulov that's bouncing in and out of the lineup. Pollock looked like he was down for a little while in Washington. Dickinson took a stick to the face by Ovi, also known as Alexander Ovechkin, for those of you who don't know hockey nicknames. But, Monty, kudos to you, bud, because you are taking this team into a different spot than it was last year. And I couldn't be more excited about it. You woke the team up. The Roosters are crowing. They go into Montreal and win. Montreal is a respectable franchise this season. They look good. They're young. They're hungry. They shifted around some people in their front office last offseason. Toronto is the most potent offense in the NHL right now. Granted, they don't have Austin Matthews for about a month, which has already got the Maple Leaf fans just screaming for their lives. That was the wrong button. I'm sorry, guys. That's not what I was going for. There's an emergency in Toronto. Austin Matthews is out for a month. Their offense isn't as high-powered as it was before. No one to distract them from Tavares. Then they go into Washington with, guns hot. Come right out of the gate. Score two goals in a row. And what I've been reading a lot is Brandon Holtby, the goalie for Washington, just went on a tear at the end of last postseason. And maybe it's just that he's not that good. I hope for them he sticks around for a little while. He seems to be kind of their savior, but there was a goalie controversy going into the postseason last year with the Caps, so we'll see how that kind of plays out. The Caps did not play well in the first period against the boys. They did play well in the second period, and they did play halfway decent as well in the third. And then we went into our first overtime game in Washington, which I don't know if you guys have watched a NHL overtime game. It's so stressful. It's like watching a horror movie. I had to put my hands over my eyes half the time because you don't know when the killer's going to come out and stab you. It's 3-on-3 hockey. It's just, it's scary. I don't like watching it because it is extremely nerve-wracking. But obviously I watched it. Dickinson scored the game-winning goal. We took 2 points out of Washington. We're in Boston tonight. So we'll see how that goes. Seguin's first team. They can't be mad at Seguin because first off, they traded Seguin to us, to Dallas. And now he was our poster boy, our golden child. That's on Boston. But one cool thing, we're going to spoil their World Series trophy parade. The World Series trophy is allegedly going to be making its stop in the Garden tonight. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, and that whole team is probably going to present it on ice before the game and drop the pack. I hope they send Seguin out there. I know Ben's probably going to take it because he's a captain. The ceremonial puck drop. So we'll see how that goes. Stars in Boston tonight. Oh, and lastly, before we move on, got some Rangers baseball talk. Got some Cowboys talk. I'm going to spread it all around. And a little bit of basketball talk. Not the Mavs. We'll get into them in a second, but not the Mavs. Not just yet. Hold on, babies. Our power play kill is deadly, guys. That's really all I need to say. We went up against John Tavares, and then we went up against Alexander Ovechkin, arguably the two most deadly power play players out there right now, and we stopped them. Cold turkey. Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't sleep on Thanksgiving this year. Don't sleep on it. Love that holiday. Give me a holiday where I can eat. That's me eating. That's enough about hockey right now. The Texas Rangers have found their new GM, Chris Woodward, the third base coach for your back-to-back losing Los Angeles Dodgers. He is now the GM of the Texas Rangers. Chris Woodward had one comment that I just wanted to touch on, and then we can move right on. Chris says, "I know how to get to the World Series." Hey, Chris, guess what? We do too. But you know what else we have in common? None of us know how to win the damn thing, bud. We are collectively 0-4 in the World Series between the Rangers and the Dodgers. So, I have high hopes for him. I just have a feeling he's a placeholder until we get that new ballpark. And then it's see you later and another failure for the Texas Rangers. We'll see. I don't know. I have high hopes. We've got high hopes. But I don't know. John Daniels, I don't know which direction he's taking that franchise. Because we've been to the top of the mountain. But we never tasted the water. And now we're down at the bottom, looking up. So we'll see how that goes. Good luck to Chris Woodward. Good luck to the Texas Rangers. I'm going to have a much more in-depth podcast on the Rangers once it comes closer to spring training, which is so far from now. We've got free agency coming up. That's exciting. Bryce Harper, number one target on the free agency market. Giants apparently making a big push for him. We'll see how that plays out. Hope he stays in the NL. Don't want him in the AL. Don't want to see him in the AL. I won't play him. He's good. It's Monday. You know what that means. Monday Night Football. And at a staggering pace, the Dallas Cowboys tickets tonight are going for a wicked $6. For standing room only. They play the Titans here at home. Cowboys still undefeated at home. Haven't won a game on the road yet. So this looks to favor the Cowboys. Did a tad bit of research for you, babies. As of right now, the Titans have less points scored for them than the Jacksonville Jaguars, so that's saying something. The Cowboys' defense has been one bright and shiny spot for us this season. They look good. I've been very critical of Sean Lee. I do not know the status on him tonight. I haven't heard anything on him, so I'm assuming he's playing, which I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When he's on that field, that defense is better. I think it's a nice little linebacker by committee with him and Logan Vander ish. So we'll see how that goes. Game time, I believe, is 7:05. But who knows? We'll see. Cowboys versus Titans. Jason Witten makes his return to AT&T Stadium, the home of the $16 Miller Lights. You guys know my opinion on him as a commentator. But as a player, that dude worked his ass off and never got the recognition I think he deserved. Never got a Super Bowl trophy. That's a sore subject for all the Cowboys fans out there. So we'll see if they do a little tribute video for him. They did one last year for Tony Romo when he made his return to AT&T Stadium as a commentator. King of the grunts. Ooh, ooh, flip out! Oh, he's going to run a run to the left right here. So they did a tribute video for Romo. I'm 100% sure they'll do a tribute video for Witten. Maybe Romo will commentate it, but he might fumble his words. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Whoop! I didn't have a sound ready for that one. That joke just came to me. So I've got the Cowboys. Let's see. I'm going to give you a prediction. I've got the Cowboys winning this game by at least 10 points. I'm going to say 24-14 Cowboys. Cowboys don't exactly have the highest powered offense. Amari Cooper making his debut this evening. Titans don't exactly put up points like the top offenses in the NFL. So that favors Dallas highly. I still think Tennessee's kind of bouncing back between Mariota and their backup quarterback, who I do not know. Boy, what a crappy sports podcaster I am. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just going to shame myself in silence. Let's move on to Mavericks basketball. Not so much because the Mavericks basketball. There is a little bit of drama. A little, drama. I don't know if you guys saw the video that they've been showing, but DeAndre Jordan went up for a defensive rebound in an empty court with Luka Doncic right in front of him. Luka obviously had the hands on the ball or was ready to make a little snag on the rebound. And it showed that DeAndre almost gingerly jumped and gave him a little shove on the shoulder as a get out of my way, brah. That's my rebound. Give me damn stats. Then you see Mark Cuban in the back kind of chastise DeAndre. Guys, this team is fun to watch, but they are not good right now. I say they're not good right now because they've only won 2 games. I believe they've lost 7. They lost against the Knicks, and the Knicks are bad. They are really bad. But I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of a team chemistry issue. I think Dirk coming back, which is still a couple of weeks away, will help a little bit. That veteran leadership role. I think Wes Matthews is trash. I think we need to get rid of him faster than we can get rid of dirty underwear. I don't like Wes Matthews. I even bought his jersey shirt last year. How dare I ever buy a jersey shirt for the Mavericks that doesn't say Dirk Nowitzki on the back of it? Or Luka now. DSJ. Those 3 guys. Welcome to the Circle of Trust for Laces Out Finkel. It could be worse, though. The MAVS are better than the CAVS. Jumped on Reddit this morning, the Dallas Mavericks subreddit. Top story. Hey guys, Cavs fan here. Mind if I hop into the Mavs bandwagon? All aboard, big guy. All aboard. Just want to read you kind of the state of Cavs fans right now. This is coming from a guy named Quantic Fry. Hey guys, I was a Cleveland fan. Let's remix and restart. Hey guys, I was a Cleveland fan from 2011 when Kyrie was drafted because he was my favorite player. But after LeBron's departure and throughout his tenure, I've become more and more disillusioned with the Cavs as an organization. Me and you both, sister. This is great. And I quote, my team is dog shit. The organization sucks complete ass, especially Dan effing Gilbert, and I love watching Doncic game. Also, of course, I love Dirk and thank Harrison Barnes for winning the Cavs championship in 2016. Oh, wink. I was hoping that you guys would be willing to allow me to join the Mavs fan base because you guys are cool and the team seems really fun to watch. Said that a time or two. Also, I'm an international fan, and I have relatives in both Cleveland and Dallas, so I guess I kind of have a connection to both places. Anyways, F the Spurs. I don't agree with that. F the Rockets. Couldn't agree more. And F the Lakers. Nah, bro. Laker Nation for my boy Henry Duncan. I mean, they're not very good right now. They did get Tyson Chandler. What? And F the Lakers by proxy since Rondo's there. Okay, I get that. Rondo quit on the Mavs. That little turtle-looking asshole. Hope you guys are happy with me joining. Quantic Fry? Absolutely. But just don't give us a hard time about the logo right now. Because I'm tired of it. I'm ready for a rebrand. But I wanted to read that to you guys because, yes, the Mavericks are 2-7. Our offense is averaging like 111 points a game. But our defense is also allowing like 120 points a game. So, could be worse. It's fun to watch basketball. All right, guys. I know I'm going a little bit long today, but that's because it's Monday, and you deserve it. I want to give you babies a little bit more to munch on today, a little bit more meat on that bone. So, sports. I like sports. I don't care who knows. But I also know that I let it affect me way, way more than it affects others. It's affected friendships. It's affected relationships. And in the recent year, I've tried a lot harder to really kind of set those two things aside and realize, one, I am going to go over a couple points. One, we don't have control over what those grown adults do on the field, on the court, on the pitch, on the ice. We don't have any control over that. Zero. It's not like a fantasy lineup where you can go in, you know, clickety-clickety-clack and set your lineup and go, okay, if they lose, it's my fault. So we don't have any control over it. One thing we do have control over is our own emotions. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, because yesterday, like I said, had a buddy of mine, Jacob Sanchez, great guy. He and I, very, very similar personalities. We have been sitting down at bars, and people think that he and I are related, because we're both adorable. Believe that. Which is more funny, because his actual brother is usually sitting right next to him. And then they look at he and I and go, you guys related? You guys brothers? But I wanted to bring this up because he posted something on Facebook that kind of struck my curiosity. Not curiosity. It just kind of made me think about how invested I've gotten myself into certain teams. I'll be completely honest with you guys. When the good times are good, I'm there. I'm 100% there. But when the bad times are bad, oh, get out of my way, because it's clobbering time. I'll bash each and every single player on my home team, which is not something that I should do. I should be loyal. I should be faithful, right? But he made this post, and it said, if your team loses and it doesn't ruin your day, you aren't a true fan. Come on, man. You believe that? I know you don't believe that. I'm going to have Jacob on here in the next couple weeks, hopefully. And we can go in a little bit more of a serious discussion about this. But for me personally, I was that guy. I was that person. I would let teams losing ruin my day. My whole day. If I was out at night having some drinks with a boys, or if I was having dinner with a girlfriend, didn't matter. I would let it ruin my day. It would ruin the date. It ruined the evening. It ruined my mood. And recently, I just decided to let it go. Let it go. Can't deal with this shit anymore. And it still gets to me sometimes. It is still frustrating. I get a little heated in game. But win or lose, when the game is over, I try my best to just move on. deal with my day-to-day real life stuff. Or just go to sleep. Sleepy sleeps. I'm a big, big fan of sleepy sleeps. So, I don't know. Another point I want to get to is the only thing that we can affect besides our attitude is just how we come off to others. Because it kind of makes... I hate to just continue to bash this fan base. But the Cowboys fan base overreacts so hard. And I get it. I do understand to an extent. There are only 16 games in a season, so every game does matter a lot more than, per se, hockey with 82 games, or basketball with 82 games, or baseball with 162 games. Also, could you imagine letting a game ruin your day if you're a fan of the Texas Rangers, the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Stars, the Dallas Mavericks, FC Dallas? Guys, we're in a pretty dark time in Dallas sports, and I've gone over that. Not a lot of winning going on. Some winning, but not as much as it used to be. Last championship here was 2011, and guys, we're approaching 10 years from that. In 2 years' time. It's almost 2019. We're almost just at 2 years from being 10 years away from the last championship the major sports franchise has brought here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sports are fun. You take the good with the bad. I've, like I said, gotten into a bad habit, or was in a bad habit. I think I'm breaking that a little bit more now, of letting games ruin my day. I think there's a little bit of a fire in each and every one of us when it comes to sports. And if not, then maybe it's for you, it's music or movies or books or food or any passion that you can have. When something doesn't go our way, don't let it affect your entire day. There's an exception. There's an exception to this. And that's to me, the exception is if it's like a national championship game. Or, you know, the playoffs, the elimination game for your franchise team, whatever you may have. That's a little bit more understandable. But guys, we're in Dallas. Those occasions are a little bit few and far between right now. So that's why I always say with the Mavericks, they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. But you won't hear me say, this is their year. This is their year. NBA is a little bit different of a beast because that league is extremely watered down. Talent up top, poop at the bottom. But don't let stuff like this ruin your day, Jacob. Smile. Be happy. Life will be a lot better that way. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to mean that I'm calling him out. I'm not. I'm not calling him out in any way, shape, or form. He's a good buddy of mine. Delighted to be friends with him. But I only say this as someone that's almost looking in a mirror of a Facebook page that I recently had and have tried to work on a little bit for me and my zen. So I hope that sticks with you guys a little bit. It's something that's been on my mind a little bit, and I hope that you guys enjoyed listening to it. But that's all I've got for you guys today. Laces Out Finkel Show. A little bit longer than normal. I will be back with you tomorrow. If you guys have listened to me this long, 35 minutes in, shoot me a comment. Shoot me a like. SoundCloud, Spotify. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter at Laces Out Finkel. One word, all lowercase, at Laces Out Finkel. Tell me what you guys want me to talk about next. You tell me, I talk it. Love you guys. Love each other. Bye-bye.